Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for storms today, otherwise mainly sunny skies. High temperatures reach up to 101. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows dip down to about 67. Overcast skies. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. Overcast skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 73 degrees.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are the latest headlines from 12 News. At least four people are dead after a shooting last night in New York City. A man arrived armed with an AR-style rifle, shot at a crowd from a high-rise building in Manhattan before shooting and killing himself. A third candidate entering the Democratic primary for Kansas governor, Marty Tooley, announced his candidacy yesterday. And he's a Lawrence Democrat who supports using tax money from cannabis to fund schools. Meanwhile, eight Republicans have launched campaigns for next year's race. KDOT hosts an open house tomorrow for an upcoming project on U.S. 54. The project will realign U.S. 54 to a four-lane freeway north of Kingman. The open house from 4:30 to 6:30 tomorrow at the Kingman Expo Center in Wichita. Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Wildlife Commissioners gathered on June 26th this year to discuss several items, including making changes to the special trout fishing program, and anglers may experience increased costs with the program, as well as a decrease in the number of fish stocked due to a continued rise in prices associated with stocking Kansas lakes with trout. Commissioners voted in favor on June 26th of changing the trout season dates from November 1st to April 15th to December 1st to March 31st, representing a loss of around a month and a half of time, and switched Shawnee Mission Park and Kill Creek Park lakes from Type 1 trout waters to Type 2 trout waters, so anglers are now required to have a trout permit when fishing for trout during the season at both of those lakes. State wildlife employees stock multiple bodies of water across Kansas each year with rainbow trout to offer anglers a different fishing opportunity than what they were typically used to, and many of the fish that aren't caught die off each year during the summer as temperatures rise and need to be restocked. Brian Sowards, the Fisheries Division Director of the Kansas Department of Wildlife, said the trout program offers a unique opportunity for anglers to enjoy in the winter. However, commissioners are now considering a bump in cost on trout licenses that anglers purchase before they can participate in the program. Trout licenses are currently sold at $12 apiece, but may increase by more than $5 in the future, as statistics from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks shows that the program only recovered about half of the cost from licenses from 2020 to 2023. Sowards said that one of the final steps is for the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission to vote on this change. However, they do not yet know when that will occur. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will continue evaluating the trout stocking program and its users to find palatable solutions to the rising costs. You can learn more about Kansas's trout fishing program by visiting ksoutdoors.com/fishing. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report, For the week ending July 27th, there were 5.1 days suitable for field work. Topsoil moisture supplies rated 6% very short, 18% short, 64% adequate, and 12% surplus, and subsoil moisture supplies rated 9% very short, 20% short, 62% adequate, and 9% surplus. Corn condition rated 2% very poor, 7% poor, 25% fair, 45% good, and 21% excellent. Corn silking was 77%, behind the 83% from last year and equal to the five-year average. And dough was 36%, behind the 45% last year and near the 34% average. Soybean condition rated 1% very poor, 5% poor, 26% fair, 54% good, and 14% excellent. Soybeans blooming was 63%, near the 62% from last year and the 64% average, and setting pods was 27%, near the 25% from last year and the 29% average. Sorghum condition rated 2% very poor, 6% poor, 29% fair, 45% good, and 18% excellent. Sorghum headed was 19%, behind the 33% last year and the 26% average, and coloring was 3%, near the 6% from last year and equal to the average. Cotton condition rated 0% very poor, 10% poor, 38% fair, 37% good, and 15% excellent. Cotton squaring was 85%, behind the 95% from last year and near the 89% average, and setting bowls was 27%, well behind the 57% from last year and behind the 39% average. Pasture and range conditions rated 4% very poor, 9% poor, 26% fair, 50% good, and 11% excellent. Last week, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, joined Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa in introducing the Clarifying Legal Exclusions Around Regulated Waters Act, or CLEAR, which excludes groundwater, farm ponds, irrigation ditches, and puddles from federal regulation under the Clean Waters Act. Specifically, it will provide much-needed clarity for farmers, ranchers, and landowners and prevent overregulation of water features on their property. Senator Marshall said he's proud to join his colleagues in introducing the Clear Waters Act, and he thanks Senator Ernst for her leadership on this important legislation. Marshall said by codifying the EPA's longstanding waste treatment system exemption and ensuring groundwater and ephemeral features are not navigable waters under WOTUS, they're streamlining compliance standards and reducing regulatory burdens while maintaining strong environmental protections. This legislation will codify and expand upon the Supreme Court's 2023 Sackett versus EPA decision, which limited the scope of federally regulated waters of the United States, known as WOTUS. Senator Marshall has long fought to both preserve the land rights of farmers and ranchers and push for better environmental stewardship and conservation of resources, including the EQIP Water Conservation Act, which allows local water agencies to access larger U.S. Department of Agriculture grants for water efficiency and conservation projects that benefit multiple farmers. The Streamlining Conservation Practice Standards Act, that would remove bureaucratic barriers and better support farmers in implementing conservation practices that improve soil health and water quality, and the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program Improvement Act that provides family farmers and ranchers the flexibility they need to conserve water on working lands while fairly compensating them for retiring their water rights or limiting their water use. In Nebraska news, a man accused of killing his stepfather outside of a Nebraska Walmart has pled not guilty. Although Manuel Mesa Cabrera did not say anything on Thursday when a judge asked for his plea in Platte County District Court, when a defendant is mute, the court enters a not guilty plea on his or her behalf. Mesa Cabrera is charged with first-degree murder and the use of a firearm to commit a felony. On May 27th, court documents show that he went with his stepfather, Angel Maribel Hernandez, to the Columbus Walmart under the pretense of buying a vehicle part. His stepfather walked in front of him toward the service doors, and Mesa Cabrera called out to him. When Maribel Hernandez turned around, police said Mesa Cabrera took a handgun from his waistband and shot him once in the torso and once in the head. The affidavit said Mesa Cabrera had been having homicidal thoughts for the last couple of years, and they got worse in the days leading up to the shooting. Investigators said the crime was captured on Walmart surveillance cameras, and a 9mm handgun was found in the glove compartment of Mesa Cabrera's Jeep. Mesa Cabrera's next court hearing is set for September 29th, with the jury trial scheduled for October 6th. On Thursday, Tanner Hudson, 27, of Spalding, received 16 years in prison for the distribution of fentanyl after someone suffered severe neurological and damage due to taking fentanyl. After Hudson is released from prison, he will serve a 3-year term of supervised release. In March of 2022, authorities said Hudson sold a round blue pill to someone thinking it was Percocet, and within an hour of taking the pill, the victim lost consciousness. About 5 hours later, the victim's roommate came home to find the victim suffering from pulmonary edema, which is when fluid builds up in the lungs and makes it hard to breathe. First responders then arrived and gave the victim a dose of Narcan, though eventually medical doctors determined that the victim suffered ventricular fibrillation, a life-threatening heart rhythm, and brain swelling. The victim remains in a vegetative state. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas was recently announced as the recipient of a $1,000 grant from Midwest Energy Incorporated, and this award will be used in DSNWK's KidLink Early Intervention Program to provide transition backpacks. The transition backpacks are provided to every KidLink child in the program upon turning 3 years old, and each transition backpack includes items from the developmental areas that are of importance for the child as they grow in their communication, social, emotional, physical, and cognitive skills. DSNWK President Jerry Michaud said these backpacks have been helpful to parents in continuing their children's learning, and they are grateful for Midwest Energy's support as the children are always excited to get the backpacks. The DSNWK KidLink Early Intervention Program provides a system of services to help infants and toddlers from birth to age 3 who have a developmental delay, diagnosed disability, or who are at risk for a developmental delay, including vision and hearing impairments. DSNWK wants to thank Midwest Energy for their generous support of the people they serve. Kansas agriculture has a beauty like no other, so the Kansas Department of Agriculture encourages photographers to try to capture that beauty with their cameras and then to share it with the Kansas Department of Agriculture's annual photo contest. The Kansas Department of Agriculture began accepting photos on June 1st and will continue accepting entries through this Friday, August 1st. This year's Kansas Department of Agriculture Photo Contest categories were selected to promote different aspects of Kansas agriculture, and they are picture-perfect prairie, farm animals, agriculture at work, and farm fresh. These categories allow you to showcase Kansas agriculture in many ways: the natural resources that make our state flourish, the farm pets and livestock which are our friends and partners at work, the various crops and produce that help feed Kansans, and the everyday activities in agriculture, such as working cattle, fixing fence, and planting crops. As always, there's a separate youth division for youth photographers age 18 and under, and a video category that will help welcome drone footage, harvest videos, or other short clips of under 30 seconds that showcase Kansas's agriculture. Prizes will be awarded to the top 2 winners in each of the 6 categories. The Kansas Department of Agriculture serves to advocate for agriculture, the state's largest industry and economic driver, and the photos, which best capture the categories, will be used throughout the year as they tell the story of Kansas agriculture. Guidelines for the Kansas Department of Agriculture Photo Contest, including deadlines, contest rules, categories, and prizes, can be found at agriculture.ks.gov/photocontest. And voting to select finalists will begin on the Kansas Department of Agriculture's social media sites in mid-August. For more information, you can contact Heather Lansdowne, the Kansas Department of Agriculture Director of Communications, at 785-564-6706. The Norton, Kansas Police Department posted a warning on social media saying the Norton Police Department has received a report regarding an unknown individual posting occupied houses in Norton for rent, and this individual is asking for a deposit before allowing the property to be viewed. Norton police are warning the public that this is a scam, as a landlord will not ask you for a deposit to view a property. This post was displayed on Facebook Marketplace, and they want to urge the community to be extra cautious regarding suspicious requests. And they said, do not hesitate to reach out to them at 785-877-5010 if you feel you may be getting scammed. Water conservation practices became effective on May 26 in Norton with Ordinance 1715, and the ordinance states that outdoor watering, including the irrigation of lawns, shrubs, flowers, trees, gardens, and other outdoor vegetation with potable water, will be prohibited between the hours of 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Memorial Day through Labor Day of each year. Outdoor watering will be limited to every other day, and residential or business properties with addresses ending in an even number can water on even-numbered calendar days, and those with addresses ending in an odd number can water on odd-numbered calendar days. Any violation could result in a violation assessment of $25 per day. Norton resident Jeanine Lucian passed away on July 27th at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Kearney, Nebraska at the age of 70. A memorial service will be held on Thursday, July 31st at 11 a.m. at the Church of God in Norton, and memorial contributions may be made to the Church of God in Norton, Kansas. Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel in Phillipsburg is in charge of the arrangements, and online condolences can be left at olivebovee.com. Roger Shearer passed away on July 17th at the Logan Manor in Logan, Kansas, at the age of 83. A memorial service celebrating Roger's life will be held on Friday, August 1st at 10 a.m. at the Almena Community Building in Almena, Kansas, with Ashton Gebhardt officiating. Interment will follow at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. Memorial contributions may be made to the Logan Manor or Northern Valley Schools. Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel of Phillipsburg is in charge of the arrangements, and online condolences can be left at olivebovee.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny this morning and then partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, with highs around 100 and south winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation of 20%. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy, and thunderstorms are likely in the evening, and then a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Should be humid tonight with lows in the upper 60s and east winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming north after midnight, and the chance of precipitation tonight is 70%. On Wednesday, it should be mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of thunderstorms and humid with highs in the mid-80s and north winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms in the evening and then a chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Should be humid Wednesday night with lows in the lower 60s and the chance of precipitation is 50%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the morning and highs in the upper 70s. On Friday it should be mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and highs in the upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. On Sunday, there's a chance of showers in the morning. Should be partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. And on Monday, it should be partly cloudy in the morning and then clearing with highs around 90. Currently, with fair skies, it is 75 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is southeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.12. The dew point is 66 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Another NFL season brings more kickoff changes, and Kansas City Chiefs special teams coach Dave Tobe details some of those changes.
It's going to change a lot, you know, with the new kickoff rule. If you hit a touchback, if the ball flies into the end zone, last year you got the ball at the 30. Now you get the ball at the 35. That's going to change everything. So teams are going to want to hit it into the target zone just about every time, and that means there's going to be returns every time. It means you got to cover every kick every time. So that's why we work on it. You see us working on it every day, because is going to be a big factor. Big influence in games is, you know, kick return and kickoff. So that's where it's going to change a lot as far as that goes, which is a good thing. To me, it's a positive change. It's good for all special teamers and special teams coaches because it makes the plays more relevant. And the fans are going to like it too, because now there's more plays. You know, you're not seeing touchbacks, just because last year it was just a wash. The ball was getting to the 30, the kickoff, you might as well kick a touchback, get it to the 30. So this will be a lot better.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Get set to rock the plane. 2 days of the hottest country music, camping, and fun at Tuttle Creek State Park in Manhattan, August 8th and 9th, featuring Randy Rogers Band, Casey Donahue, Aaron Watson, never going out of Josh Abbott Band, and many more. Get your tickets, get camping information, and complete lineup at rocktheplane.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton, or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.